finally dry out and warm to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman.
On Winchester's WWKY.
Hello.
And from our showcase studios, 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester, it's time for Mornings on Main on Winchester's own WWKY, 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and streaming worldwide at WWKYradio.com. In studio with us this morning is Tony Listerman, who is a You Are What at Pearl Interactive.
Good morning, Tim. I'm the program manager over at Pearl Interactive.
A program manager. Mm-hmm. And we've got some exciting news that we're going to get into from Pearl here in just a second. But I've got to, we talked at length a little bit about this before we went on the air. I received an email from Liz Lane, who is with Team Fleischer Communications.
Yeah, Fleischer Media.
And they are in the Columbus, Ohio area. It was I got the email last Wednesday wanting to know if we would be willing to talk to someone about this, to which I said certainly. And we got you scheduled for this morning, and I had said to her, we've had somebody from Pearl Interactive in before, Tony Listerman. And so she said, well, she was going to reach out to you and see if you would be available. And so I get, I get an email back that you are available and so forth and so on. And to this, I take this as a compliment. She emailed me back and with the email that you would be willing to do this. And then she said, what instruction should I give him about how to enter your building? And I said, well, I replied back, well, he's been here before, and the front door is good. And then she says to you, you think you need to do some run-throughs on this?
Yeah, you know, do some dry runs. And
to know. Which you said to her, is this Tim Smith in Mornings on Main?
I've done it before, you know, my first rodeo. And, you know, Tim, it's wonderful to be on this morning. It's great to be back. Yeah. You know, that's it. It's
Well, we've had you on, what, three times, I think.
Yes, this is my third time on. It's feeling like a second home here.
Yeah, and so, but I assured her that you had been here before and you knew how to get in.
Oh, yeah. You just say it's right across from the brewery.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get down to what's going on here. Essentially, what's happened here is in the building you're in there on the bypass, you actually split that. Pearl was one side and Maximus was the other. Maximus is gone, right?
Maximus is gone. You know, Tim, if you don't mind, I can kind of go through
a little bit about how that went.
Yeah. You know, we've been in operation for the last 10 years here in Winchester, right there on the bypass next to Lowe's. And some really exciting things happened last year in 2022. We were actually, because we're on a big federal contract, mm-hmm. and we actually work directly with the federal government, with Medicare. And last year, the contract was up for bid again. And you know, it was a really exciting time for us. You could win, you could lose. A lot of different things could happen. But what did happen is, you know, we do a really great work here. We have a great employee base here in Winchester. And we have wonderful performance. And that's one of the reasons we got awarded the contract again for another decade. So we're going to be in operation here in Clark County for another 10 years. We're going to be in that building. And that contract was awarded and signed in September of last year.
Okay.
That very next month in October, we took over the building. So, as you mentioned, we were always co-located with Maximus. That was our other contracting partner. They're now out. So that is just now a Pearl building. And we're going to have, you know, a little over 800 employees in that building, you know, throughout the season. And one thing you're going to see is building upgrades. first thing we're going to do, and we work locally, so, you know, we're a local organization, been here for 10 years, so we only like to work with a lot of local companies if we can. So we're working with Scott over at Hammerhead Signs, and we're going to get some new signage put up, on exterior signage and inside of our building. And then we're going to get the building painted, too. So you're going to see a lot of differences on the bypass in that building, you know, and it's going to look a lot better, and you're going to see Pearl signage on there now.
Good. Okay. Now, are we adding jobs here, or are you just taking on Maximus employees, or both?
Both, Tim. We took on approximately 380 of the Maximus employees that transferred over when we took over that building. We're awarded the contract, and now we're going to hire around 650 to 700 more folks.
Really?
In the next coming months. Yeah, and we're preparing now. And you're going to see we're doing a lot of marketing and advertising efforts. We're doing a lot of sponsoring events here in town. So you're going to see us out in the community. And then we're going to have our big hiring events. But, yeah, you're going to see us hire around 700 folks in the coming months.
Which will put you at what?
You know, in our complete operation, we want to be close to 1,000 employees.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's big. Now, you operate 24 hours a day, or what are your hours, or how does that work?
Actually, no. We have pretty good hours, prime hours, really. It's kind of morphed over the years. We used to be a 24-hour operation, and what we found is it works better to serve both our client and our community to work from our operating hours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., okay. Monday through Friday. So if you're an employee, you know, you get your weekends off, you get your nights. It's pretty nice.
About that? Mm-hmm. All right, let's tell people that don't know what goes on in there.
You know, absolutely. So, you know, to boil it down to its simplest, it's a call center.
Okay.
And what we do is, you know, it's not a call center where you're making calls or selling long distance or insurance. What you're actually doing is helping people enroll in Medicare. So our employees work directly with the federal government. They're not selling insurance plans. They're not doing anything like that. It's inbound only, so no outbound calls. And they're helping enroll people in both Medicare and the Affordable Care Act.
All right, so with the sheer number of employees, inbound calls only, you're taking calls from all over the country, apparently.
All over the country. And, you know, to be on these contracts with you know, Medicare, you have to be located in the United States. So there's no offices located in the Philippines or abroad. They're all here in the United States, and we service folks here in the United States. So, you know, the way call centers kind of work, we have locations around the country. So, you know, folks in California calling late at night aren't going to reach anyone here in Winchester. But, you know, we handle most of the East Coast and anything east of the Mississippi for the most part. But you take calls from all around the country.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what it would. Well, you know what. I mean, people listening out there know when you got to call somebody. You call a call center and you have to say, you what?
You know, well, you know, it's so interesting, and a lot of people don't really know, because most of the time when you're calling a call center, right, you're calling your cable company or you're calling Amazon.
And they're what, in Thailand?
Yeah, they're all over the place. You know, and it's one thing that if you're enrolling in Medicare, like so many people in our country do, right, millions of people that have parents on it, grandparents on it, some folks listening are going to be on it. And whenever you call Medicare, there's a chance that you're going to talk to someone right here in Clark County, right here in Winchester, Kentucky. Yeah.
Well,
it's interesting to think about.
And I don't want this to sound the way it's going to sound, but it's really nice when you can understand who you're talking to.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know. And, you know, that's the thing that we at Pearl, we understand what it's like when you're frustrated and calling, right? Because that's most of the time you're calling in is you got a problem. And we train all of our folks to really understand that, and you get great customer service with
and
us.
Apparently, with the sheer number of employees on site, you're not I'm not saying that you won't be thanks for calling and can you hold, please. But I've had occasion to be on hold for upwards of 45 minutes, you know.
So I'll tell you, we have a service level agreement, Tim, that calls are answered in the first 30 seconds. So we keep fully staffed. We have enough employees. We have enough employees around the country, really, to service any caller and in a very quick time.
Well, we're getting ready to take our first break here, Tony, but I'll tell you, you know, and I'm a little bit of a smart aleck, and those who know me will confirm that. But I'm on. I'm calling. I don't know who it was. But I've got a problem, and I'm calling, and it's a obviously it's going to a call center thing, and I get to thank you for calling. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line. Da 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 da. Okay.
Yeah.
And so then you get music, and about every 5 minutes, they say, please, you know, stay on the line. Your call will be answered. You know, in the next 15 minutes. Da 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was so put out. That somebody finally gets on the phone with me, and I said, oh, this is, thank goodness. But I tell you what, could you put me back on hold? Because I kind of like that song that was going on, you know. And it's kind of like what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we have Tony Listerman. By the way, I told you, I guess one of your managers lives across the street from me.
Yeah, my training and operations manager, Miranda.
Holy
I did, you know, I had no idea, Tim. It's such a small world.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, we have Tony Listerman, who is the program manager for Pearl Interactive here in Winchester. Country Time Motors is, if you got a car to sell, they can buy it. All you have to do is go to their website, countrytimemotors.com. At the top of the page, you'll see We Buy Cars. You fill out the form, and you'll get an offer in minutes. Could have a check in your hand today. If you do it now, and that's at countrytimemotors.com. Country Time Motors is also the home of the speedy 30-minute oil change.
'Cause I ain't into gimmicks. The day I'm gonna buy my ride the Country Time way.
Country Time Motors has earned their reputation as the best automotive dealership in the area, with excellent sales and service to their customers. Country Time Motors offers their lifetime warranty protection program with no document or processing fees and unparalleled financing options. Integrity, honesty, and a desire to serve your transportation need with premium cars, trucks, and SUVs. You're number one with Country Time Motors. Country Time Motors, just off I-64, exit 96. In Winchester.
Make your backyard dreams come true with River Valley Pools. River Valley Pools is locally owned and operated and specializes in in-ground pool design and installation with custom pool sizes and styles. River Valley Pools is known for quality installation and customer service, and pool school is included in every package to assist you with pool maintenance. Call River Valley Pools today to schedule a consultation, and you can be swimming this summer. River Valley Pools, 859-749-5230.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Well, immerse yourself in bungee fitness with the top bungee studio in Central Kentucky, the Fly Witches Bungee. Fly Witches offer bungee, bounce, and yoga classes with top instructors in a safe, supervised environment. For more information, class schedules, you can visit theflywitchesbungee.com or like their Facebook page. Get fit and enjoy every minute of it with the Fly Witches. The Fly Witches Bungee, 252 Red Wing Drive, behind Kroger in Winchester today. Let me see what they got going on today. They got an apprentice class, apprentice skills, but there's a wait list on that. At 7:15 tonight, you have evolving skills at the Fly Witches. Tony, that would be a a good employee bonding stress relieving exercise for your crew out there.
I was just thinking that bungee yoga sounds incredibly interesting, and we're always looking for new.
I can hook you up.
Okay.
That's not a problem.
The flying witches. Got it.
Tony Listerman with Pearl Interactive. You're listening to Mornings on Main, 729. Winchester
weather. Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. Our work week is off and running with overcast skies and cool temperatures. Highs today only make it to the mid-50s. Wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour will make it feel colder. Scattered rain showers are likely this afternoon. Tonight will cool to the low 40s. Tuesday may bring us a bit of sun, but we're still very chilly. By midweek, we finally dry out and warm to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman.
On Winchester's WWKY.
It is 7:33, and you're listening to Mornings on Main. Tim Smith, along with Tony Listerman, program manager, Pearl Interactive. We've got some big doings out there. A couple of things before we get back to Tony. Coming up next hour, we're doing our monthly Voice of Recovery. And this morning, we've got Lindsay Horseman coming in, who is the Ramrod for the Recovery Community Center. which is now out there at the Clark County Health Department. She'll be with us next hour. Representative of Congressman Andy Barr's office will be at City Hall today. That's 32 Wall Street from 11 a.m. to noon. So if you have any issues you want to bring before the Congressman Barr's representative, today is the day to do it. Okay. Tony, we've got, you know, we made the announcement about you taking over the building and redoing the thing and becoming more active in the community. But the biggest thing is you're going to be, let's not lose the fact that the retention of the Maximus employees means that we don't have people hitting the unemployment lines.
That's exactly
right. So that's the first thing we've got to recognize. The second thing is you're going to be adding people. And we basically told people it's a call center. You're taking inbound calls. You're helping people enroll in Medicare. What's the timeline? When are you going to start adding people on? And what requirements will there be of those folks? I mean, are you looking for a particular kind of person? Or are you training? Or how does that work? Or both?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of both. I'll say that, you know, here, starting in July and then really starting in August, you're going to see our big push. You know, the folks that we're looking for really are folks that just want to help other people. And there's a lot of folks like that here in Clark County, you know. We'll train you with the ins and outs of the insurance, of Medicare, of the Affordable Care Act. You know, it's a 2 and a 3 week training course that we offer paid, of course. But really, we're looking for folks that want to start a new career.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people see, you know, call centers, unfortunately, as kind of a stopgap to another type of job. And that's one thing I really wanted to talk about. You know, you mentioned we're taking over the building. What we're really doing is expanding our footprint here and offering career pathways that we were unable to offer in the 10 years prior. So, you know, we're looking for folks that are career oriented, that, you know, you don't need a lot of experience in call centers or even customer service, but we're, you know, you need to have that ability to say, I want to help people and I'm willing to learn. But right now, you know, we have now raised our starting rate up to $16.20 an hour.
Okay.
You need to be 18 years old with a high school diploma or GED and pass a background check. And, you know, a lot of those things, when folks come in, people are nervous. We have a whole team of people that welcome you in. We'll get you through the hiring process, the interview process, the background process. You'll meet every member of our leadership team, and we'll welcome you in our training classes, and it's just a really warm environment. But like I said, right now we have 4 more lines of business that we're offering to folks.
Okay.
That if we only promote from within, we don't hire from the outside in terms of positions that are above a tier one, if you will. So a lot of folks, you know, I was looking at retention rates and I was looking at our leadership before I came on this morning, Tim, and 100% of our leadership team, which is supervisors and managers, all started as customer service representatives at some point.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, they come in thinking that's going to be a job for the summer or for the winter, and the next thing you know, there they are 10 years later making great money and having a career, you know.
And now, if memory serves me, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, you know, the benefit package that you all offer is outstanding as well.
It's funny you say that, Tim, because you mentioned this is my third time on, and I was sitting here looking at my notes from the last time I was on, and every time I've been on, we've raised our rate, we've raised our hourly rate, and we've raised what insurance and plans we offer, you know. So this is our third raise in 3 years. So, you know, we want to stay competitive, and, you know, we love this area. We love Clark County. And I'll tell you that we offer free health care insurance, so no one pays a premium. Our company pays your premium for you. So, you know, that comes out to almost a $600 a month savings that
right.
You don't get. Not a lot of organizations will pay for your healthcare premiums, you know. So we have a great package, and I'll tell you, as we grow, we're able to offer more. And one thing that some folks were commenting on, Tim, is we're able to offer pet insurance now.
Really?
Yes. And you know, there was a good dozen or so folks that were really interested in that.
Well, yeah.
You know?
There's three dogs roaming around in my house, so you get a vet bill and choke a horse.
I know. So, you know.
So to speak.
Whenever you're finished and you're ready to hang up the cans here, we'll offer you something over at Pearl, all right?
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, you try getting them groomed. Do you pay for grooming?
We pay for it all. You know, you got to check out the insurance, Tim. But, I'm glad you really mentioned that because we try to stay competitive both in our industry and the market, but also here in Clark County. And being able to offer a really high starting rate as well as free insurance and premium hours for folks, it's really important to us.
Well, and see, first of all, it's worth noting, let's say back before all this took place, and let's say you had 400 on the Pearl Interactive side, well, that makes you a large employer in the county. Now you've got both sides of this thing, and you're going to have around 1,000 employees peak, and that makes you one of the largest employers in the county.
Yes, and I'm glad you say that because we recognize when we have such a large footprint in this county, it's important that we support the county as well, right? If we're going to be part of this, it's not just about employing the people. It's about helping out in the community and being part of the community. So if I can talk just a little bit about some things we're doing.
Sure.
Every year we donate to Operation Happiness.
Yeah.
And that's, as you know, it's right around the end of the year, November, December time frame. And every year that we've done it, which has been probably the last 6 years, Tim, that in our side of the building, you know, our 400 employees, we're able to get, you know, 400 or 500 cans and other things donated.
Yeah.
This year we had an actual truckload and donated over 1,200 cans because we had so many employees that we were able to now give, you know. And our vice president, Brenda, actually, so we take all the goods in our call center and deliver them. They pick them up, actually. And Brenda Wingard, our vice president, she actually goes down there and helps put the boxes together and give them
good.
Out, you know. This, you know, last year we try to sponsor some events at the end of the year to get more involved. This year we're going to be doing Friday night movie nights with BCTC.
Okay.
Something that actually starts next Tuesday is going to be the Legacy Park Legacy Nights events. It's going to be Tuesday night. It's going to run from May and through October. We are a main sponsor for those events.
Good.
Live music, food trucks down there at Legacy Park. Come out. We'll have tents out there. You come talk to me and members of our recruiting team. We're sponsoring a Little League team this year. So you go out, you're going to see our name at the board, you know, and I hope I get a picture in my call center, you know, with
So what is your team?
It hasn't been assigned yet. And so when all this happens, you know, we're going to put it out on our social media of who it is, the team name.
All right.
We're pretty excited about that. And then, as you know, Tim, we're a staple at the Beer Cheese Festival.
Right.
So anytime you come out there, please come see us. But what you're going to see is, you saw we were taking over the building. We're taking over is Clark County, Tim. We're taking over Clark County.
Okay.
We're going to sponsor the events. We're going to be part of the community. It's going to be an exciting time this next year.
Well, and, you know, you mentioned Moonlight Movie Nights, which is that apparently woke Bruce up.
Okay, because Bruce Manning,
He said you will be hearing from him today.
He personally handed me my shirt last year.
Is that right?
In the first event.
Have you seen him do them? Those balloon animals. Have you seen?
I have not.
Whew.
You know,
and you were talking about things that you all are doing and are going to be more. You're going to be more involved. We've got to. Let's go ahead and get this out. I mean, this Thursday, you're doing a blood drive.
Absolutely, here in the community.
Where the Red Cross bus will be there, and that'll be from 11 to 4.
That's right.
And let's see, you can just come, or do you have to? You have to have an appointment, or do you know?
So there are time slots, but if you show up, I'm sure there's going to be some open availability. One thing is how many people in this country and in this community are in constant need of blood donations. You know, at some point in our life, I think it's a 1 in 3 chance that we're going to need a pint or two. So, you know, it's one thing that our employees were excited about. They actually, you know, they're the ones that brought this up. This wasn't... managers sitting behind making these decisions. This was A lot of our employees wanted to do something like this. So, you know, got a Holy American Red Cross. We're going to have a bus in our parking lot. That's at 1025 Bypass Road, 11 to 4, like you mentioned. And if you give blood, you know, you're helping save lives, but you also get a $10 gift card, and we're going to give you a Pearl swag bag.
You brought me one, by the way.
One very similar to one you got, Tim. So what do you think? Is it worth coming out for a bag like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. This little, you know, they give you these things that you can squeeze. They're stress relievers. Well, the one he brought me is not in the shape of a ball. It's in the shape of a star. And I'm sitting in here pumping that thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Listerman with Pearl Interactive is on the air with us. Scrap Nook has been locally owned and operated in Winchester since 1994. The store is full of unique gift opportunities. It's also a Hallmark Gold Crown store and a full-service fresh florist. You can place your floral order today by calling 744-9280. The Craft Nook, 1007 West Lexington Avenue.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. A group of federal lawmakers raising question about the legality of EPA's proposal to create a so-called Electricity Renewable Identification Numbers, or EREN's, program in the Renewable Fuel Standard. As a part of a multi-year RFS, that proposal due for finalization in June, EPA is seeking comment on the use of EREN's to incentivize the expansion of the electric vehicle industry as well as for electricity produced using biomass. In a letter to EPA Administrator Michael Regan this week, 28 Republican members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee told Regan there are significant problems with the agency's approach to EREN's. First, the agency never conducted a study required by the 07 Energy Independence and Security Act, or EISA, on the feasibility of an EREN's program. And second, the lawmakers said the Clean Air Act does not list electric vehicle manufacturers as parties that can generate RINs. The lawmakers had shared with Regan that the 07 Renewable Fuel Standard was designed to encourage the use of certain blends of gasoline for vehicles. The RFS is intended to focus on liquid transportation fuels and not to be used as a tool to electrify transportation. I'm Jeff Alley on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.
Spring in to save with our latest price drops at Rule King. Take $3 off 5 quarts of Providence Motor Oil, various weights, now just $14.99. Plus, get a new Husqvarna zero-turn mower for your lawn and get a $250 gift card for you. And save $10 on 5-in-1 weed and feed fertilizer, now just $49.99 a bag. Save on these items and more at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Hello, friends. I'm Richard Henderson, independent candidate for state senate. Are you tired of the fighting and the gridlock in federal and state government? If so, there is a new choice. I, Richard Henderson, have the experience and knowledge to get results as your state senator. To be more accessible to you, I will set up satellite offices in each county one day per month. By doing so, I'm putting people over politics. Remember to vote May the 16th. Early voting starts May the 11th. Be bold. Vote Henderson. Paid for by Richard Henderson.
And Richard Henderson will have a paid appearance, political appearance, Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock on Mornings on Main. Coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Ed Burtner will be in. It's Kentucky Derby week. And Mary Leitner, who spent quite a bit of time here in Clark County, they're now in Ocala, Florida, but she'll be with us by phone, and we're going to be talking horses. Imagine that. And then Clark County School Superintendent Dustin Howard tomorrow at 8. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday, I probably ought to let her know, it's Jo Ellen Reed's turn. She's our mayor. We've got the city commission tomorrow, and she'll tell us what's going on there. Then on Thursday at 7, Bruce Manley will be with us, and maybe a couple other folks, too. We got a job fair coming up on the 9th, and we'll be talking about that. Bailey Millhiser with Beach Springs Farm Market will be with us at 8 o'clock Thursday, and Duke Dryden with WMU Friday at 7, and Andy Wartzberger, Clark Regional Medical Center, Friday at 8. Busy week, Tony.
Very busy week. I'd like to know a little bit more about that job fair you mentioned.
Maybe they got a job fair. It's going to be online out of BCTC, and when Bruce calls you today, he can lay it on you.
He can fill me in. He can. That's right.
They got a bunch of people involved in this. They're going to have over 20 employers
really?
Involved. And
okay.
if you join, that'll be 21.
Well, I'd say we need to make a nice odd number of 21.
Pearl Interactive, but let's just go back. What's happened is Pearl Interactive has taken over the whole building at 1025 Bypass Road. Maximus is no longer there. Pearl has taken on the Maximus employees and will be adding folks on, probably starting as early as, what, August? You said August,
yep,
September,
August,
in that neighborhood.
August, we're going to start and enforce.
And the idea is that when all is said and done, you're going to have about 1,000 folks in there from 9 in the morning until 6 at night. Where are you going to put them all?
Well, we got the space for them. We got plenty of space for them. It's a big building, 775,000 square feet, I think.
And, you know, again, this is not a deal where we want to make sure that people who are interested in this opportunity, there are a lot of people, and this is what I do for a living, there are a lot of people that don't like calling folks. You know, I call it dialing for dollars, you know. They don't like doing that. And I certainly understand that. Because I can make 10 phone calls and 8 will say no, and 4 of those 8 will say no, kind of mean like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can certainly understand that. This is all incoming calls. In other words, you're answering the phone and answering questions and helping people with Medicare.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because you're not wrong, Tim. I think it's icky work when they're trying to sell or repo or credit card company, and that's not what we do. Yeah. And if you actually look at our moniker on our website, Pearl, right under that it says services that matter, providing services that matter. And if you look at all of our contracts, they're healthcare, they're VA, TRICARE, military, and we don't do the icky stuff. You know, we don't sell, we don't do any of that. We provide services that matter for the federal government.
And I saw something here that I want to bring to everybody's attention. And I'm going to read it because sometimes I can mess up an interpretation. I know that's hard to believe. It says Pearl's niche workforce includes military spouses, veterans, and individuals with disabilities.
Absolutely. And that's been our niche workforce for the last 15 years.
You've gotten too comfortable, Tony. You've leaned back, and I had a hard time hearing that.
All right, you know, it's you, Tim. You make your people just feel real comfortable in here.
Yeah.
But that is our niche workforce, and it has been for the last 15 years. It's like I said, you know, this isn't manual labor. You're not digging ditches outside, right?
Right.
We're looking for folks that just want to help people, and you can come from any walk of life, Tim. You're welcome. Just be there to help and learn, and we'll teach you the rest, and you can be a very successful person in our organization.
She's in the building here, Lindsay Horseman, with Recovery Community Centers, and once a month, Tony, we do a thing called the Voice of Recovery, and we bring people in here who have beaten substance abuse or are way ahead of it,
mm-hmm.
let's say, because I don't know whether you ever totally beat it, but let's say you do. And these people, and when we bring them in, we don't give their last names. We just give their first names. And I have been impressed with each and every one that has been here. And these folks would be encouraged to apply, I would assume.
So what I would tell those folks, and we would love for you to share this information with them, because, you know, we understand that those kind of things, you know, affect every single walk of life. And it's hard at this point in 2023, Tim, to not have some family or friend that's been affected by that, mm-hmm. right? And we recognize that. And people need help. People need second chances. We work with a lot of local organizations. But what I would say is you want to tell those folks to visit pinsourcing.com/jobs/KY. And what that'll do is put them in direct contact with one of our recruiters. And they can have a nice conversation about their background, what their skills are, anything they're overcoming, and we work with everyone. So, you know, I think that's a great time. If you can share that website with both your listeners and those folks with, and it was called the Voice of Recovery.
Voice of Recovery, yeah, and it runs through Recovery Community Center out at the Health Department.
Okay. Yeah, if you give them that information or pass my information along to them, Tim, absolutely. We'll get in contact with one of our talent acquisition folks and, you know, work through the process.
That's big news.
Great news.
It's big news what's going on out there. And, again, this makes you – I mean, I was sitting in here during the program, and I'm thinking you got 1,000 people. And I said, holy smokes, you're one of the top employers in the county now. I mean, we got the school system, you know, and obviously. And, but this puts you up in the, let's say it puts you up in the top five, baby.
And you know what? It's important to tell the people out there, be part of something big.
Yeah.
Come join Pearl.
And then the other thing that just blows me away, because you think of call centers and this and the other, and you think 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and first shift, second shift, third shift. This is 9 to 6 Monday through Friday.
Primetime hours, almost banker's hours.
Almost.
And that's what we all strive to do, right?
Yeah. Well, it's big news. And when I got the email from Liz and we were back and forth and the question was, would I be willing to? Well, why not? I mean, it's big news.
Yeah, it's great. And it's great. And we're so proud to be part of this community and offer these jobs to everyone in town, you know.
Well, I thank you for the goodies, and I'm glad you were able to find a way to get in the building this morning.
You know, I'm going to have to talk to Liz about that. That's pretty funny, isn't it? I'm going to have to give her a hard time about that, Tim. And, you know, I just want to thank you for having me on again. It's just wonderful to be here.
Well, you know, if Liz didn't catch the program, you could tell her we record this thing, and it'll be on our way. It'll pop up on our website this morning about 9:30 on WWKYradio.com, and you click on shows, and when you do that, there it is. Tony, congratulations, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Tony Listerman with Pearl Interactive. Lindsay Horseman up next on Mornings on Main.
Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling.
Don't! WWKY Winchester, NBC News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
NBC News Radio. I'm Michael Kastner. El Paso, Texas has declared a state of emergency to deal with the expected influx of migrants when Title 42 expires. Mayor Oscar Leeser made the announcement on Sunday.
And the reason why we're declaring a state of emergency is to make sure that we can stand up and be prepared for May 11th, May 12th, to have public shelter and public housing.
The state of emergency that went into effect this morning will last for 7 days. Title 42, the health emergency restriction put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic, expires on May 11th. Officials are bracing for a flood of migrants at the U.S. border on the 12th. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott is signaling a 2024 presidential bid after teasing a major announcement at an event in Charleston on Sunday. He said on May 22nd, it's time to make the final step. This comes after Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, recently launched a presidential exploratory committee. More than 250 law enforcement officials are now involved in the search for a man who is accused of killing five of his neighbors in a violent rampage in Texas on Friday. Sean Crawford lives across the street from the suspect and the victims.
Everybody is shocked and kind of scared.
It happened in Cleveland, about 45 miles north of Houston. Police say Francisco Oropeza answered his neighbor's complaints about his shooting a gun in his yard by going to their house and executing them with an AR-15 style rifle. The victims ranged in age from 8 to 31. The Federal Reserve is expected to raise interest rates again at this week's meeting. The nation's central bank has been raising rates to combat inflation. Analysts predict the rate to jump from 5% to 5.25% when the announcement is made on Wednesday. Stock futures are flat after the Dow notched its best month since January. Michael Kastner, NBC News Radio.
This report is sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
W275CO, Winchester.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Money from drug makers to fight the opioid addiction in Kentucky.
Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron announced this past week that the state is getting more than $840 million over the next 18 years as part of the nationwide opioid settlement with drug manufacturers, distributors, pharmacies, and more. The first $8 million Kentucky will see is being split in half, $4 million going directly to city and county governments, and the other $4 million being distributed by the Kentucky Opioid Abatement Advisory Commission, going to various state organizations, including Shepherd House of Lexington, the Scott County Sheriff, Revive Ministries of Nicholasville, and the Appalachian Restoration Project. I'm Jack Crumley.
It's officially Derby Week in Kentucky. Festivities kicked off with the Kentucky Derby Festival Pegasus Parade in Louisville yesterday, and post positions are going to be drawn later today for the 149th running of the Derby.
The post position draw is a traditional pill pull in which the horse's entry blanks are pulled simultaneously with a numbered pill to determine what stall a horse will break from the starting gate. Post position 5 has produced the most winners in Derby history, 10 victories. Just one winner has started in post position 19. I'll have another. And no horse has won the Kentucky Derby when starting from post number 17. There's room for 20 horses in the starting gate. There are 4 also eligibles. They join the field only if there is a scratch before Friday morning. I'm Paul Miles.
A popular roller coaster at Kentucky Kingdom has been given its final ride, the Louisville theme park announcing on Friday the T3 coaster is being retired. T3 was Kentucky Kingdom's tallest roller coaster. I'm Sean McCormick.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation. Where do you turn when you or a loved one needs specialized care, such as prescription delivery, oxygen, and hospital equipment? At HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, they've been Clark County's reliable source for health care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment has been serving Winchester since 1982. They're a trusted member of the healthcare community for all needs. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, hcapharmacy.net.
Where you turn when you need to know. Up-to-the-minute team coverage continues now. This is WWKY News.
We're under a wind advisory today, cloudy and 52. Clouds continue tomorrow and Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s to near 60. Sunshine for Thursday and 66. Afternoon showers Friday, 67. And for Derby Day, partly cloudy and 73. Your LEX 18 forecast comes in 8 minutes. A person is dead after being hit by a car Saturday evening on the Winchester Bypass. It happened around 8:45 p.m. Clark County Coroner Neil Oliver has identified the victim as 14-year-old Jonathan Bridgman. The incident remains under investigation by Winchester Police. Louisville Metro Police Department Officer Nicholas Wilts' condition has been improving each day. The update comes from Wilt's family, and they said he's doing better each day. The medical team is making progress in getting him off the machines and medical equipment. Officials said the next 24 to 36 hours are critical in determining when Wilt will be off the ventilator and other devices. The final week of WMU hydrant flushing continues today at Bitway, Caudill Drive, Glenway Road, Hud Road, I-64 Ramp, JNT Way, Lamond Rule, Lexington Road, Revelo Road, Rockwell Road, Shalimar Rue, Tierney Way, Van Meter Road, WMU Access Road, and Yizer Road. And it's known as the fastest 2 minutes in sports. The Kentucky Derby is Saturday. This past Saturday, state leaders welcomed Kentuckians to Frankfort for an annual kickoff event. The event included live music, food trucks, derby-themed games and crafts, and a farmer's market. Kentucky breweries, wineries, and distilleries also got in on the action. Dozens of vendors lined the street offering a wide range of handmade items. Events continued yesterday in Louisville with a preview of the new Kentucky Derby Festival Pegasus Inflatable. We'll take a look at sports from the Kentucky News Network when WWKY News continues.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh?
But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Here's the score from the Kentucky News Network. I'm Scott Fitzgerald. Well, the field for the 149th Kentucky Derby will be determined today with the post-position draw. Trainer Todd Pletcher will saddle three horses in the race, including the likely favorite, Forte.
When she kind of legged the riders up and, you know, off they go. And so it's at that point you're hoping things fall into place. You're able to get the trips you want, and we all know how that can go in a 20-horse field.
Post position 5 has produced the most winners in Derby history with 10 wins. No horse has won the race from the number 17 spot. Post positions for the Derby and Oaks will be drawn later on today. It was a busy weekend under the historic Twin Spires as excitement does continue to build ahead of the Derby. Belmont-trained Rocket Can worked 5 furlongs in 59.80, while Hall of Fame trainer Steve Asmussen is scheduled to send Disarm out to train today. On to Major League Baseball out west in Oakland. Yesterday.
Now ready. Here's the pitch, and it's swung on line to left center. Base hit, and the A's have won it. The A's finish April on a winning note on a walk-off line drive. Base hit to left center by Este Uri Ruiz, scoring Peterson from third.
Call on A's cast there. Nick Senzel going deep for the second time this season in the losing effort. The Reds will open a 3-game series at San Diego starting tonight. Elsewhere, it was the St. Louis Cardinals falling to the L.A. Dodgers 6-3. And down on the farm, the Louisville Bats fall at Iowa 13-0, while Bowling Green splits their doubleheader yesterday with Asheville falling in Game 1 11-10, but rebounding to win Game 2 4-3. College baseball, 15th-ranked Kentucky was walked off by 5th-ranked Vanderbilt 3-2. Meanwhile, 21st-ranked Louisville dropped their series against 16th-ranked Miami. They fell Saturday 10-7. And in the NBA, Golden State sent Sacramento home with a 120-100 win, and Miami is up 1-0 after beating the Knicks. I'm Scott Fitzgerald.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
This is Leslie Thomas.
And I'm Shane Thomas.
We're the new owners at DJ's Steakhouse in Winchester.
We look forward to meeting you as we take over DJ's.
Check out our Facebook page for daily lunch specials.
Karaoke Thursday night at 7 and live entertainment each Saturday night at 7.
It's still the best steaks on this side of the Mississippi and the coldest beer in Winchester.
Open Monday through Saturday at 11.
Come see us at DJ's Steakhouse on the bypass.
Hi, this is Ray from Aaron's in Winchester and Mount Sterling. It's time for spring cleaning, so out with the old and in with the new. Aaron's is stocked with brand new furniture, electronics, and appliances and other great products. And for a limited time, we are offering 6 months same as cash. So head to Aaron's.com to find your leasing power. Then come shop at Aaron's knowing you are already approved. We'll even deliver and set it up for free.
Transaction advertises a rental purchase agreement. Certain restrictions apply, so see store for details.
If springtime has you coughing and sneezing, it might be time to see a doctor. The providers at Clark Regional Medical Center specializing in ear, nose, and throat care, or ENT, can help with allergy testing and treatment. Don't suffer this spring. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 859-847-DOCS today. That's 859-847-3627 or visit online at clarkregional.org.
Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. Our work week is off and running with overcast skies and cool temperatures. Highs today only make it to the mid-50s. Wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour will make it feel colder. Scattered rain showers are likely this afternoon. Tonight will cool to the low 40s. Tuesday may bring us a bit of sun, but we're still very chilly. By midweek, we finally dry out and warm to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman.
On Winchester's WWKY.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning, Winchester.
And from our showcase studios at 138 North Main Street in historic downtown Winchester, it's time for hour number 2 of Mornings on Main on Winchester's own WWKY 102.9 FM, 990 AM and streaming worldwide at WWKYradio.com. As you just said, you couldn't ask people to do something she wasn't willing to do, and now here she is. She heads up the Recovery Community Center out at the Clark County Health Department, but she has a story to tell, too, and Lindsay Horseman is with us. And are you nervous?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay. Well, this has been one of those days, Lindsay. We're kind of rocking and rolling here this morning on Mornings on Main because we're talking to people on the radio, and we're hooking people up off the radio. We just hooked you up with Tony Listerman at Pearl Interactive. And wait a minute here. I'm trying to do two things at once, and it's almost impossible, but we got her done. Now Tony Listerman says to me, I'm interested in this job fair, so we're hooking him up with Bruce Manley. And then he's interested in the Fly Witches. And so, here's the website, and here's the Facebook page, so you can see what it is, and I can hook you up with the witches if you need me to do so. And so we've got all kinds of stuff going on the air and off.
Yes, lots of good things.
So, okay. But you were asking, I brought up to Tony Listerman, because they're going to be hiring people. And, the second chance hiring. And you all talked a little bit about that before you let Tony out of the building.
We did. I couldn't let him get away without asking him if he was interested in participating in our, it is a Fair Chance Expungement Expo that we're having on May the 12th, which is not this Friday, but next, from 12 to 5 at the Center, 37 South Main. So we'll be doing lots of things, employment, education, and expungement for folks.
Okay. Well, I'm hosting the radio show this morning and facilitating.
Yes.
All at the same time. We may mention, and usually, and this is per your request, when we bring people in each month for the Voice of Recovery, we go first name only. But yours is different because you're running the Recovery Community Center, and we've already announced your name multiple times.
Yeah, it's okay. So there is a tradition for certain fellowships that you maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, and film. Mm-hmm. And so that is that first name only piece. But certainly individuals can decide to share their full name if they choose.
All right. Your story, Lindsay.
I was just saying that I can talk about RCC and programs and all the things, but when I'm going to share my personal story, that's a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I think my story is not unlike anybody else. It started, I was in high school, 16, 17. I was drinking. I wasn't doing anything different than my peers.
Mm-hmm.
If there's one thing I can say about the class of 97, it's that we could throw a great field party, and we did that every weekend, and it didn't seem like, well, I certainly had no idea that it would take me to the places that it did.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody in my family drank, no substance use, certainly no drug use. And let me tell you, because I had amazing parents. They were just great humans. They just
know your dad.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody that's ever met my dad that didn't think that he was just a great human being. And that's certainly true. And they gave me every opportunity to have whatever kind of life I wanted, but they just didn't know what to tell me. They just didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember thinking at, 17, 18 years old, I could really be an alcoholic, even though I had no idea what. I'd never met an alcoholic. I didn't really know what that meant. I just thought that was a person who liked to drink. And so there were a lot of things that happened kind of in that space when I was 17. So it was my senior year of high school. I got into a relationship with someone who was older than me that was really toxic and unhealthy. And then that same year, we found out my mom had terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll just be honest, I had no coping skills for that whatsoever. I had never really faced any adversity in my life. You know, I just didn't know what to do with that. I was the last child at home. I still lived at home. And I, right about that same time, I got pregnant with my first child. And so there really just were a lot of dynamics happening in our family. And so, you know, not to dwell too much on that piece of it, but it was really difficult for me. I ended up marrying that person. That relationship just got worse and worse. He was abusive. We have three kids together. I was 19 when mom passed and then was prescribed medication because I just really, I just really was not doing well. That kind of took me down a different path and didn't really see that coming. And somewhere after I had my third child, I crossed a line that I could not see. I mean, if I'd seen it and somebody said, if you go beyond this point, your life's going to be different forever. Probably, well, who knows? Maybe I wouldn't have made a different decision, but I had no idea what was going to come. It would take me almost a decade to unravel the decisions I made at that point.
It's interesting that I can draw a parallel to this, and we have said on the air, if people don't wake up in the morning and say, you know what, I think I want to be a drug addict, you know. Right. It's just, you know, you've got people out there that have skeletal or muscle-type injuries, and they are prescribed pain medication, and they get hooked on it. It's nobody's fault. It just happens. My first wife, boy, what an indictment that is. Her two cousins, an aunt and uncle, were killed in the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire. And I remember that happened like on a Saturday night, I believe. And I remember we got the call. And so, and her grandmother was still alive, and that was the hub. It was her daughter and son-in-law and two grandchildren that were killed. So everybody rushes there, and you get there, and the next morning, the primary care physician, and in Cynthiana, there weren't that many, so there were, you know, I mean, almost everybody had the same primary care physician. Primary care physician was in the next morning handing out Valium.
Right.
So that they could cope. And consequently, Lindsay, that entire family was zonked for 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
To the point where extended family, me, and other, you know, cousins and sons-in-laws and grandsons-in-laws and all this other stuff had to go to Northern Kentucky because the family could not. They were zonked.
Yeah.
To identify bodies.
Goodness.
And they stayed zonked for, like I say, 2 to 3 days. I mean, and I guess understandably so. Now, I don't know that there were any lingering effects from that, but it was interesting to see what, and we're talking Valium here. We're you know, this is not, you know, the I wouldn't consider Valium to be the heavy, heavy stuff, although it might be. But these people, I mean, were almost almost to the point where they couldn't function. And and of course, there was nobody there to administer Valium to them. They just were kind of taking it free form, if you know what I mean.
I do.
And so that's, so I can relate a little bit, you know, you're in, you know, you're distressed, you're morning, and you are medicating, and you can get hooked on that stuff real quick.
Right. Yes, I think, you know, there was a certain point where I just became an everyday user, and instead of it being 2 or 3 days, I was like that for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, substance use disorder is progressive, right? And so you can see from that point on that progression that, you know, consistently worsening consequences, and then more and more serious drugs. Mm-hmm. So nerve medication to pain medication, and then I stayed in that space for a really long time. Yeah. You know, cocaine. I will tell you, once you're in the land of pain medication, it's not just the mental piece of it, right? It's not just that kind of obsessive thought that you have. It is the physical withdrawal. I mean, you're physically sick if you don't have it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that's, you know, that's how I ended up using intravenous drugs.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get, we're going to take a break. When we get after the break, we'll get into how you came out.
Okay.
Okay. You know, I had told this before, but I had hernia surgery back in the early 2000s, and they sent me out of the hospital with, starts with an L.
Lortab. Yeah.
And, of course, they send you out of the hospital. You're still under the anesthetic from the procedure, and it's the next morning when you need the Lortab, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, I was at 8 o'clock, and I'm sore, and I take a Lortab, and I saw stuff I had never seen before.
Right.
I mean, I could not handle it. And took one pill. That's all I could handle. And then went to a leave. Because I was, you talk about, I was seeing some really strange things go in front of me after I took that Lortab. And I guess I'm thankful that happened.
Yeah.
So. All right, you're listening to hour number two of Mornings on Main, say 26. A message from your Clark County PVA office.
Hi, I'm Jada Brady, your Clark County PVA. The Clark County Real Property Tax Roll will be open for inspection now through May 15th. You can contact our office at 859-745-0250 to schedule a time to meet with me to discuss any issues you may have with your property assessment. That number again is 859-745-0250. I look forward to hearing from you.
Creative Coffees has purchased Positively Java, which means they can now provide coffee, condiments, and equipment for your office or church. At Creative Coffees, they're Kentucky proud, providing locally roasted, specialty grade Arabica coffee and excellence in customer service. Private label is available at no additional charge for marketing and gifts. Creative Coffees in the Winchester Industrial Park, open 8 to 4, Monday through Friday.
What's on your perfect plate? The Golden Corral Endless Buffet has endless possibilities with something for everyone. Whether you go for the traditional steak, potatoes, and veggies, dessert first, a plate of all sides, or the huge salad bar, Golden Corral truly offers endless possibilities. Oh, and don't forget about their fried chicken. Now under new local ownership, Tom Korb invites you to the Winchester Golden Corral. Open 11 to 8 Monday through Thursday and 11 to 9 on weekends.
Now serving breakfast on weekends.
Hello, friends. I'm Richard Henderson, independent candidate for state senate. Are you tired of the fighting and the gridlock in federal and state government? If so, there is a new choice. I, Richard Henderson, have the experience and knowledge to get results as your state senator. To be more accessible to you, I will set up satellite offices in each county one day per month. By doing so, I'm putting people over politics. Remember to vote May the 16th. Early voting starts May the 11th. Be bold. Vote Henderson. Paid for by Richard Henderson.
Winchester weather.
Here's your LEX 18 storm tracker forecast. Our work week is off and running with overcast skies and cool temperatures. Highs today only make it to the mid-50s. Wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour will make it feel colder. Scattered rain showers are likely this afternoon. Tonight will cool to the low 40s. Tuesday may bring us a bit of sun, but we're still very chilly. By midweek, we finally dry out and warm to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Emily Goodman.
On Winchester's WWKY.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
It is 8:32, and you're listening to hour number two of Mornings on Main, Voice of Recovery. Lindsay Horseman, who runs the Recovery Community Center out there at the Clark County Health Department. We still got the 37 South Main is running wide open.
It is.
All right. Couple of things here. Representative from Congressman Andy Barr's office should be at City Hall from 11 to 12 today. If you have anything you want to bring attention to there, you can certainly do that at City Hall today from 11 until 12. I was really excited this morning, Lindsay. I came in, and Hayes brought me a new shade for the front door. We have been without one. And the sun would come through and blind me. And Hayes had said, I've got a new shade, and I'm bringing it. Well, he brought it, and he put it up. And I haven't had to use it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I mean, I was looking forward to pulling that thing down and doing this shit. Yeah. But I haven't had to. Yeah, there will come a time.
There will.
Okay. All right. Lindsay has told her story. You know, and we were talking, you know, family members, parents and family members sometimes, you know, denial is not just a river in Egypt, okay?
True.
You know, people sometimes are in denial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not entirely sure I wouldn't be either. I mean, you know, you prove it to me, you know.
Right.
But, you know, you go through, you know, I've had the young lady that was here last month, kind of the same deal.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people that come in, Lindsay, and you know who they are because you send them to me. I mean, they lost their kids, and not just to foster care. I mean, lost their kids.
Yes.
It's hard stuff.
Lots of varied consequences.
So when did you finally hit rock bottom and say, listen, there's enough is enough. I've got to get help. When did that happen?
So I took the long road. I would have periods where I would do really well, mostly following some felony offense, which is really why this expungement thing is so important to me. So I would get in trouble, legal trouble, you know, graduate a drug court, did really well for a couple years as soon as I was off probation, new offenses, and that kind of cycle repeated. But I would have these spells where I would do really good for a couple years, you know, 2 years, 3 years. February 23rd of 2010, I was picked up on a warrant for a serious felony, trafficking in a controlled substance. It was oxycodone at the time. That's a Class C felony. I was sentenced to 7 years and required to complete the treatment program that's offered in Kentucky prisons, the SAP program. And so I spent two calendar years incarcerated. And at the end of that was 7 months of treatment, which, frankly, at that time, we didn't have the treatment resources that we have now. We just didn't have them.
It wasn't there.
But really, it was in that moment where kind of all of those pieces came together for me. There were a lot of things, too, that, you know, I think it was the first time in my whole life that I was really kind of independent. I was in Western Kentucky. I was very far away from everybody. And my family, the Christmas prior to that February, my family had really set some very strict boundaries. I mean, I just really had hurt them. And this was kind of the first time that they had set them and were able to maintain them. I was not invited to Christmas that year. And so that combination of all of those things, right? I'm in far western Kentucky, really isolated. Good time to focus on me, right? Did some manual labor for the first time, worked on the tree farm for the Forestry Service, and just all of those pieces together. Not to mention, my consequences were really serious at that point, right? 2 years in custody is a long time. And then the treatment piece on top of it was kind of what solidified things for me. But I came back to Winchester, I didn't have anywhere to go. I had lost my children. My dad had custody of all my kids at that point, which meant I wasn't going to stay with him. Not to mention, you know, he had these boundaries in place to protect him. I mean, I had broken his heart. And I needed to find my way. And so I wasn't sure if I would talk about this or not, but the doctors Castle, Dr. Castle and Kim Castle, who were strangers to me at that time, were willing to give me a chance. He offered me a job, and I started out with her volunteering. I wanted to do her. She was Kim Castle was teaching a parenting class, and that was like the first thing I could think of because I wanted to see my kids.
This is Jeff and Kim, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to see my children, and so that felt like a first step for me. And so, you know, worked at the vet clinic for a few years, met my husband there. We started a business. I went back to school. Once I finally got on track and had some, you know, had some recovery under my belt, I went back to school, finished my associate's, my bachelor's, and my master's degree in about 3 years.
How about that?
Yeah.
Good.
So, went to work. Well, to be honest, you know, I have a very serious criminal record at that point. Couldn't find employment, even with my education, was difficult. I had done kind of internships at school through the public defender's office. And they said, let us help you with your record. And so I went through that expungement process. Took me a couple times to get off as much as I could. I had one charge that wasn't eligible for that. And in 2019, I got a pardon. And so I now have no record, no criminal record. I still talk about it because it's very much part of my story. But I get to choose now when I talk about it. And so, you know, through that process was able to, my girls, my son was old enough at that point that he chose to stay with my dad. He was almost 18. My two girls came home to live with me.
How did that go?
Well, I'll tell you. They really wanted their mom.
Okay.
Right? They did. But it was not this process where all was forgiven. Right? It took me a while to build their trust. And certainly it wasn't like I came home and got a job and my dad was like, well, here you go. It didn't go like that. It was a process. And still now to this day, I mean, my girls will be 22 and 24 this year, I still have to have some. I still have to hear some difficult things. There are a lot of things I don't remember. I hurt them. I was not a good mom for some portion of their life, and I'm real grateful that they were willing to let me be their mom again.
Yeah. You had mentioned something here just a while back that we want to make sure we. Yeah, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we didn't have anything to deal with what we're dealing with now. I mean, the Recovery Community Center and the 37, we've got Dickie Everman's Celebrate Recovery. We've got Miss Tipton out there. New Leaf. We've got here in the old... Curly Clothing Factory building.
Oh, New Day.
Amber, yeah. Yeah. Amber and that bunch. So now we've got multiple options. We had a new guy out on Professional Avenue, I believe, do we not?
We do. That's Partners Healthcare.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, now we've got the options, but when you were struggling, there was nothing.
It really wasn't. I mean, I think way back, I was just having this conversation with somebody the other day. When I was in drug court and I needed to go to treatment, there were two places that they could send me. I ultimately went to both because I struggled kind of in the beginning. But two places in the whole state, I went to Corbin and I went to Lexington, and that was all we had. Mm-hmm. And so I hate it that I feel like that's grown out of necessity, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. This was a problem that had to have some resources.
I don't want these people to take this wrong, but I wish we didn't have them, you know. I wish we didn't have to have them.
Well, yes. I try every day to work myself out of a job.
Yeah.
Every day.
All right, Lindsay, we're going to go ahead and take our last break, and then we'll come back and close this out. Again, you know, I want to tell people, this is not easy. It's not easy to listen to. Much less do. And so we appreciate you coming in. It's hour number two of Mornings on Main. It's 8:42.
I'm Chuck Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. U.S. economic growth slipped in the first quarter in the midst of still high inflation and rising interest rates, that adding to worries about a possible recession later in the year. U.S. gross domestic product, a measure of the value of all goods and services produced in the country, rose at an inflation and seasonally adjusted 1.1% annual rate from January to March. That's a significant slowdown from the 2.6% growth in the fourth quarter of last year, according to the Commerce Department. Consumption, the main driver of the economy, a bright spot fueled by an ability to spend from higher incomes and built-up savings. Consumers propped up growth with a surge of buying in early of the year that has since abated. Businesses during that time pulled back sharply, drawing down inventories, cutting equipment purchases, and reducing housing investment. Stock futures were lower this morning as Amazon.com shares slipped in the pre-market. Investors awaiting earnings from the biggest of U.S. oil companies, which will give clues about the outlook for energy markets after a slump in fuel prices. Government bond yields slipping across the board of the U.S. and overseas after the Bank of Japan left its interest rate targets unchanged. I'm Jeff Daly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Spring in to save with our latest price drops at Rule King. Take $3 off 5 quarts of Providence Motor Oil, various weights, now just $14.99. Plus, get a new Husqvarna zero-turn mower for your lawn and get a $250 gift card for you. And save $10 on 5-in-1 weed and feed fertilizer, now just $49.99 a bag. Save on these items and more at RuralKing.com or your neighborhood Rural King, America's farm and home store.
Hello, friends. I'm Richard Henderson, independent candidate for state senate. Are you tired of the fighting and the gridlock in federal and state government? If so, there is a new choice. I, Richard Henderson, have the experience and knowledge to get results as your state senator. To be more accessible to you, I will set up satellite offices in each county one day per month. By doing so, I'm putting people over politics. Remember to vote May the 16th. Early voting starts May the 11th. Be bold. Vote Henderson. paid for by Richard Henderson.
And you're listening to hour number two of Mornings on Main. Tim Smith along with Lindsay Horstman, Voice of Recovery, coming up tomorrow morning. A lot of the old-timers out there will remember Mike Leitner, Mary Leitner, Wamazon Farm. They're in Ocala, Florida now, but it is Kentucky Derby week, Lindsay.
It is.
And they got a horse operation down there in Orlando. It's Ocala. Ocala, mm-hmm. Florida. And Ed Burtner is coming in. We're going to call Mary Leitner and talk about the thoroughbred industry on Derby Week.
That'll be great.
Clark County School Superintendent Dustin Howard with his hour number two tomorrow. I have Winchester Mayor Joellen Reed scheduled for Wednesday at 7. If she can't make it, we'll get somebody else. and then a paid political appearance at 8 Wednesday by independent candidate for State Senate Richard Henderson. Bruce Manley will be with us, and maybe a couple other folks, about the job fair coming up on May the 9th, and that'll be at 7 o'clock Thursday. And Bailey Millhiser, who's scared to death, is coming in to do 8 o'clock Thursday, mm-hmm. about Beach Springs Market. And and she'll do fine. She just doesn't mm-hmm. think she will. And then Duke Dryden with WMU will be with us hour number one Friday, and Andy Wurzberger with Clark Regional Medical Center at 8 o'clock on Friday. So that's what's coming up the rest of the week on Mornings on Main. I say, you know, I've told other people, and I think this is key, and this is just me talking. I may be way off base. But I think the thing that works with people that are coming forward and saying they need help, they're at the bottom of the barrel, is this peer support thing. And I likened it to, and I said this to Juanita very early on when we had Juanita on, and it stunned me a little bit that I even came up with it. But, you know, you're in the bottom of a well. And you have hit what we call rock bottom, and you're in this well, and you're looking up, and you don't see any way out. And then all of a sudden, Lindsay Horstman shows up in the bottom of a well and says, "Don't panic, I know the way out of here."
Right.
Okay. It's kind of that deal, isn't it? I liken it to, kids. You know, I'm 17 years old, and I done forgot more than my dad will ever know, mm-hmm. you know? But if my buddy says to me, "You need to do this," same thing that my dad told me to do, I'm more inclined to listen to my buddy than I am my dad.
Certainly.
I think peer support's it.
Yes, that lived experience really is so important. I will say that in the end, especially for me, it is such a dark and hopeless place, kind of like that bottom of the well that you're describing. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't believe... First of all, I didn't believe recovery was even a real thing. Mm-hmm. That there was no way that somebody who had done the things that I had done could ever come back from that. And so when you have that peer support, when you have somebody with that lived experience, there's that unspoken hope. They don't have to say a word. And that's what's, you know, especially here, right? I'm from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, peer support. These are people that you know that are... living differently, and so there are a lot of things that don't have to be said, and you can really kind of get to the what are we going to do about this.
I had and I've told I'm not going to tell the story again, but it's a I had a friend of mine who was an absolute rock star at his job. Nobody would ever know that he had a bad problem with alcohol. But he was a rock star 8 to 5, and you did not want to be anywhere near him at 8 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd get up next morning, take a shower, put his suit and tie on, go to work, and be a rock star all over again.
Right.
Hit it. Until it got to the point, and it never did affect his job. I mean, nobody ever really knew. But the folks that he socialized with had finally had enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to him, "You need to get some help."
Right.
And so he wound up with AA, you know, yeah. And he did. And he came out of it, and he was still a rock star, but a sober rock star this time. And never was drunk on the job that anybody knew. But just as soon as he got off work at 5 o'clock, he went to happy hour, you know. And he stayed at happy hour until he had his fill, and then he'd go home. But he was an absolute, absolute rock star. And nobody knew. But it took the guys that he socialized with to say, you know, and these are my buds. I partied with these guys. Well, they had enough of him and said, you know, we're done with you until you straighten up. And that's what set him on the straight and narrow.
Right. The consequence from a different space, right? And alcohol is really, that's super common, right? So it may not be, you know, you may never have the legal consequence, but maybe it is your family or maybe it is, you know, maybe it is the job or it's health consequences, right? People can mm-hmm. drink and drink and drink for years and then, you know, the next thing you know, their liver is shot.
Yeah. Well, this gentleman, he passed away here several years ago, but it wasn't from liver issues. He had a brain aneurysm.
Oh, goodness.
But anyway, it's I think the peer support thing from all the people that I've talked to, and Ron set this up, I think we started doing them, what, last September? Was it last September when we started doing them? Lindsay, you sent them to me. I mean,
I think so. Yeah, I think it was September.
And everyone, it was, first of all, they had to decide, this is it, you know.
Right.
I'm tired of this. But it took, almost everyone had some prompting from somebody outside.
Yeah, I mean, if left to our own devices, you know, the end is death. That's how that disease works.
And it's interesting that almost all of them, to a T, are involved right now in some kind of a peer support program. Mm-hmm. You're liable to find quite a few of these folks sitting up here at 37 South Main.
That's true. That's
and they're true. Sitting in there ready to help you if you need it, if you want it.
Yes. We're there. And let me say, this is perfect opportunity. The 24/7 phone support that was previously with Achieving Recovery Together, we still have that at RCC. So folks can call 24/7 and get assistance.
Well, this is, you know, there are so many. Back when you started, I mean, look at the options out there now, and this fentanyl stuff is scary, scary, scary stuff.
It really is.
Because you don't know.
No, you can't. Might
look like a little bag of Chiclets or something, and it's laced with enough fentanyl to kill a horse.
Yeah.
And you just don't know. We still got heroin floating around out there. Are you seeing a lot of fentanyl, or what are you seeing?
So, it's a very interesting question. Certainly, heroin, fentanyl, methamphetamine.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen a recent spike in overdose deaths in the last mm-hmm. month or so. And so, really trying to get education, naloxone out in the community.
And you can go to the health department and get it.
Yes. And
we
have it at the center, too. So, yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All you have to do is you get to do a little tutorial on how to use it. And this is the nasal spray, isn't it?
Correct.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard.
Not too hard at all. And saves a life. I can't help somebody get to recovery or to treatment if they're not still breathing. So that's the thing.
Of course, I say the nasal spray shouldn't be too hard, and this is coming from a guy who the other night was having a hard time getting the cooking spray to come out of the can.
Understood.
And I pointed it at my face and hit it, and it came out.
Oh, no.
So I say, you know, the nasal spray shouldn't be too hard.
Oh, goodness.
And I will say this to anybody else who may do that or... You want to avoid that if at all possible, because when you go to clean your glasses,
oh my gosh,
It just what you wind up having to do is you wind up having to stick your glasses in a bowl full of water and let them sit there for a little bit and then clean them off. Okay. So again, I take that back on that shouldn't be too hard. Might ought to go through the tutorial.
Doing the tutorial, probably the hardest thing is opening that package.
Yeah. Well, Lindsay, again, you know, Ron, I'll take Ron Kibbe is the one to kind of set this up, and you facilitate it month in and month out. And she said to me point blank, ladies and gentlemen, she came in this morning. She said, I can't ask people to do something I'm not willing to do. And so we appreciate you telling us your story. It's pretty powerful. Everybody we've had in here is pretty powerful stuff. And I told you, and I told this to Ron when we first started the thing, if nothing else happens, but we get one person, if we got one person that comes in off the street and says, you know what, I heard this on the radio, and I need help, then the whole shooting match is worth doing.
That's exactly right. I'm so grateful. Grateful to Ron. Grateful to you for having this time and space.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. And we aren't running from the responsibility, that's for sure. But we appreciate you telling your story, and you got work to do today.
I
will go back to what we said earlier. I hope at some point in time you go out of business.
Yes, me
How's
too.
That?
Me too.
I'm just being honest. All right, Lindsay Horseman, Recovery Community Center, has been with us, and thanks for listening to Mornings on Main.
Great songs spanning five decades. WWKY Winchester.